Thursday will be a big day for ballots in Scotland. That's when the Scots will vote on whether to sever ties with the United Kingdom and become an independent nation. On the same day, in the Scottish town of St. Andrews, one of the world's most famous golf institutions will announce the results of another ballot. Men and women have long played golf together on all of the courses in St. Andrews, but women have never been allowed to join the prestigious Royal and Ancient Golf Club. The vote could change that. Only a Game's Doug Trabue recently traveled to Scotland, and he has our story.
The Royal and Ancient Golf Club was founded in 1754. The club doesn't own or operate any of the courses in St. Andrews, but it was a driving force in the evolution of golf. In its early days, the club reduced the local links from 22 holes to 18, the standard still in use today. In partnership with the United States Golf Association, the club would later govern the international rules for the sport for more than a century. The Royal and Ancient has been part of many changes in golf, but one thing has remain the same. All of the club's members are men.
How would you feel if the rule were no blacks could be member of the RNA? How would you feel if the rule were no gays or no Jews could be members of the RNA? Refusal to allow women to be members of the RNA is precisely the same, and as such, it's unacceptable.
Louise Richardson is the first female leader of this seaside town's other influential institution, the University of St. Andrews.
You see, we're in this tiny medieval town. The university is interspersed with the town. It grew up in the town. Golf and the university have dominated this town since the 15th century.
In late July, Richardson granted Only a Game her only broadcast interview on the subject. Both Richardson and the Royal and Ancient say the university and the club have a good relationship. But some of her male predecessors have held honorary club memberships, and Richardson has not been offered one. Women can't even enter as guests. She says that creates some professional problems for her.
Donors to the university expect that given their links to the university, they might have a link to the RNA, which is a couple of hundred yards down the road. It regularly happens that a donor will call and ask to have lunch at the RNA. Well, of course, I can't take them to have lunch in the RNA because women aren't allowed in.
Richardson doesn't golf, but this is a clubhouse issue. All of the courses in town are open to the public, male and female. In fact, women tee off right in front of the iconic Royal and Ancient clubhouse all the time. The old course, one of the world's oldest, attracts golfers from all over, including Donna Forrest, who lives in Sydney, Australia.
I just think that, you know, in this day and age, that they need to move with the times. And I like tradition as well. I'm quite a traditional person. But when it comes to being female, I don't think anyone should stop you to go anywhere.
But there are female golfers who disagree. Sheena Willoughby and her husband own the Dunvegan Hotel. Their slogan is, "Only a 9-iron from the old course." The walls of the restaurant and bar are lined with photos of Sheena posing with professional golfers and celebrities who stop in for a pint after their rounds.
Movie stars, Sean Connery, Clint Eastwood, Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon.
Greg
Kinnear. There's Arnold Palmer up there in our front door.
Willoughby is an avid golfer and a member of a ladies' club, but since everyone can golf in St. Andrews, she thinks the Royal and Ancient's social aspects are fine the way they are.
There's 100 other places to go for lunch. I mean, it's a men's golf club. That's what it is. You know, some people, you just have to accept some things in life. It's a men's golf club at the moment. I don't see what the fixation is about going into the RNA personally.
Augusta National in Georgia, the home of the Masters, admitted its first two female members in 2012. Membership rules caused controversy last year when the British Open was held at Scotland's Muirfield course. The Royal and Ancient vote comes as St. Andrews is preparing to host next year's British Open. The club turned down our multiple requests for an interview, but responded to Louise Richardson's comments with a written statement saying, quote, "An independently scrutinized ballot of our membership is underway, and should the outcome be in favor of welcoming women members, the decision would take immediate effect. The first women members in a mixed membership Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews would be likely to have made a significant contribution to the development of our sport," end quote.
Nobody's going to be aghast if women are suddenly in the RNA.
There are single-sex clubs, male and female, all over the UK. Golf historian and lifelong St. Andrews resident David Joy says an equality law passed in Britain in 2010 pushed many clubs to change their membership rules, including the historic St. Andrews Golf Club, of which he's an honorary member.
I mean, the St Andrews Club is very much a working man's club, but the idea of letting women in socially was like, oh, you'll open the floodgates in this place, it'll never be the same. Women in this club, your father would turn in his grave. And within 4 months, we didn't notice them coming in.
Two-thirds of the 2,500 Royal and Ancient members have to vote in favor of admitting women for the measure to pass. Richardson says she's confident it will. Either way, the final count will be examined much more closely than the average scorecard. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Trabu.
Regardless of your gender, you can take a photographic tour of the Royal and Ancient Golf Club by visiting facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. Only a Game NPR is also our Twitter handle.